This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says he will not resign from the post anytime soon. Health Ministry urges all corona-infected people not to consume any medicine without doctor's prescription. Additional 3,844 corona-infected people return home after recovering. 30 more corona-related deaths reported yesterday. And Democratic American presidential candidate Joe Biden claims victory in the election after winning the swing state of Michigan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has clarified that he would not resign from the post. Inaugurating an annex building of the Manmohan Hospital in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said he would not resign at such a critical juncture, saying him resigning would push the nation into a precarious situation. Prime Minister Oli said that he had heard about the no-confidence motion against him and said that such an act would be meaningless. He expressed the belief that he would lead the nation in the direction of stability, saying some forces were addicted to instability. The Health Ministry has urged all corona-infected people who have placed themselves in home isolation not to consume any medicine without doctor's prescription. In Health Ministry's media briefing yesterday, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam appealed all not to have any medicine without concerned doctor's prescription, as haphazard use of medicine could pose further risk. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam said that some corona-infected people were found consuming medicines without doctor's recommendation. Meanwhile, additional 3,844 corona-infected people have returned home after recovering from the coronavirus. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection has reached 144,878 in the country. According to the Health Ministry, the recovery rate in Nepal has stood at 79.3%. Likewise, the Health Ministry reported 3,309 new cases yesterday, taking the national tally to 182,923. The Kathmandu Valley alone registered 1,878 cases of the total infections recorded yesterday. There are still 36,911 active cases across the country. The nation reported 30 more corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the national death tally to 1,034. Chief of the Army Staff of the Indian Army, General Manoj Mukunda Narawade, arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a three-day visit to Nepal. He arrived to Kathmandu on the formal invitation of Chief of the Army Staff, Purna Chandra Thapa. President Bidyadevi Bhandari would confer the rank of Honorary General on the Chief of the Army Staff of the Indian Army, Narawade, today. The Nepali Army will also host a dinner at the Army headquarters in honor of the visiting Indian Army Chief today itself. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is scheduled to meet the Indian Army Chief tomorrow. The Trivan University has made arrangements by which the students can take their exams from the exam center convenient to them. The university is conducting the examinations that were suspended due to the risk of coronavirus pandemic from the fourth week of this month. TU Registrar Dr. Peshlal Dahal said with this arrangement in place, many students would no longer have to come to Kathmandu for exams as they can take the exam from the center of their convenience. The university has asked the students to choose the exam center online for this purpose by visiting the TU Office of the Controller of Examinations website. Five people died in a landslide at Nawalpur section of the Kali Gandaki corridor yesterday evening. The deceased were workers working on the Nawalparasi Bulingtar rural municipality section of the Kali Gandaki corridor. The workers died after a dry landslide buried them as they were working on a gabion wall on the roadside. The deceased have been identified as Gopal Garanja, Chet Bahadur Aslami Magar, Tara Bahadur Lungeli, Tul Bahadur Saru and Sun Bahadur Pulami. Two others, Krishna Lungeli and Kewal Singh Lungeli, were injured in the landslide. They are undergoing treatment in Bharatpur after being rescued by fellow workers. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has said the state media would be operated in a new manner. Minister Gurung said that he would work actively to bring new laws to make the state-run media, National News Agency RSS, Gorkha Patra Corporation, Nepal Television and Radio Nepal more effective. Minister Gurung made such remark while inspecting the Gorkha Patra Corporation yesterday. He urged the department chief there to work devotedly to ensure Gorkha Patra Corporation remains a significant media house in the country. Executive Chairman of the Gorkha Patra Corporation, Krishna Murari Bhandari, informed the visiting minister that the Gorkha Patra Corporation was in a position to compete with the private media houses. Education Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has underscored the need to make optimum usage of the science and technology and link education with labour and production. Addressing a virtual dialogue organised by the Education Policy and Practice Centre in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pokhrel argued that prosperity could be attained by linking education to skills and production. The minister also urged the teachers to be focused in teaching learning activities than involving themselves in party-based political associations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Democratic challenger Joe Biden has said it is clear he is winning enough states to take the U.S. presidency despite key results still outstanding. He said when the count would finish, he believed he would be the winner. He said this in a brief speech just before projections showed him winning Michigan. The final result will come down to key undeclared battleground states such as Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Republican President Donald Trump is so far projected to win 23 states, including Texas, Ohio, and Florida, having outperformed predictions. Meanwhile, the president has alleged fraud without offering evidence and says he will launch a Supreme Court challenge. The Trump campaign has launched legal bids to stop the counts in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan. Rescuers and activists said the Syrian government shelled the last rebel enclave in the country's northwest on Wednesday, killing at least 7 people, including 4 children. The attack on a day of heavy rain targeted Idlib city and 2 towns to the north and south. A child was killed when a shell landed near a weekly market in the city of Idlib, according to the Syrian Civil Defense, which is a volunteer rescue team also known as the White Helmets. Spokesman for the White Helmets, Ahmed Shekho, said the shelling in Idlib and surrounding areas wounded 17. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and it will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says he will not resign from the post anytime soon. Health Ministry urges all corona-infected people not to consume any medicine without doctor's prescription. Additional 3,844 corona infected people return home after recovering from the virus. 30 more corona-related deaths reported yesterday. And Democratic American presidential candidate Joe Biden claims victory in the election after winning the swing state of Michigan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.